Part 3, Chapter 2. Numph was nervous. He looked at Turl uncertainly as the security chief entered.
Mutiny,
said Numph.
Not so far,
said Turl.
What do you have there?
Turl yanked on the lead rope to pull Johnny from behind him.
I wanted to show you the man thing.
Numph sat forward at his desk and stared. A nearly naked, unfurred animal. Two arms, two legs. Yes, there was fur on its head and lower face. Strange ice-blue eyes.
Don't let it pee on the floor.
Look at its hands. Manually adept.
You sure there's no mutiny?
Said Numph.
The news was released this morning. I haven't heard any response from two continents yet. The mine site's there.
They probably aren't very pleased, but no mutiny yet. If you look at these hands...
I'll watch the ore output carefully. They might try to cut that down.
Won't mean anything. We're pretty short of personnel. There are no maintenance mechanics left in transport. They've all been transferred to operations to up production.
I'm told there's widespread unemployment on the home planet. Maybe I should pull in more personnel.
Turl sighed. Bumbling fool.
With reduced pay and no bonuses, and this planet being as awful as it is, I shouldn't think you'd get many takers. Now this animal here.
Yes, that's so. I should have brought in more personnel before we cut the pay. You sure there's no mutiny?
Turl plunged.
Well, the best way to halt a mutiny is to promise upped production. And within a year, I think we can replace 50% of our outside machine and vehicle operators with these.
Damn, he wasn't getting through.
It hasn't peed on the floor, has it?
Said Numph, leaning forward to look.
Really? That thing smells bad.
It's these untanned hides it wears. It doesn't have any proper clothes.
Clothes? Would it wear clothes?
Yes, I believe it would, your planet ship. All it has right now is hides. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of requisitions here.
He advanced to the desk and laid them there for signature. Leverage, leverage. He didn't have any leverage on this fool.
I just had this place cleaned. Now it will have to be ventilated thoroughly. What are these things?
He added, looking at the requisitions.
You wanted a demonstration that this man-thing could operate machines. One of those is for general supplies, and the other is for a vehicle.
They're marked urgent.
Well, we have to raise hope fast if we want to avoid a mutiny.
That's so.
Numph was reading the whole requisition form, even though he had seen thousands of them. Johnny stood patiently. Every detail of this interior was being taken in. The breathe gas ports, the material of the dome, the strips that held it together. These cyclos didn't wear masks inside, and for the first time he was seeing their faces. They were almost human faces, except they had bones for eyebrows and eyelids and lips. They had amber orb eyes like those of wolves. He was beginning to be able to read their emotions as they related to their expressions. When they had come down the compound halls, they had passed several cyclos, and these had looked at him with curiosity, but they had looked at Turl with outright hostility. Apparently, he had some special job or rank that wasn't popular. But then, all the relationships among these people were hostile, one to another. Numph eventually looked up.
You really think one of those things could run a machine?
You said you wanted a demonstration. I have to have a vehicle to train it.
Oh, then it isn't trained yet. So how do you know?
Damn, thought Turl. This fool was worse than he had thought. But wait, there was something bothering Numph. There was something Numph was not talking about. The intuition of a security chief always sensed it. Leverage. Leverage. If he could know this, maybe he'd have leverage. He'd have to keep his eyes and ears open.
It learned to operate an instruction machine very quickly, your planet ship.
Instruction?
Yes. It can read and write its own language now, and can speak, read, and write Cyclo. No!
Turl turned to Johnny.
Greet his planet ship.
Johnny fastened his eyes on Turl. He said nothing.
Speak!
Said Turl loudly, and in an undertone added,
You want that face mask ripped off?
Johnny said,
I think Turl wants you to sign the requisition so that I can be trained to operate a machine. If you ordered it, you should sign it.
It was as though he had said nothing at all. Numph was looking out the window, thinking about something. Then his nostrils flared.
Oh, that thing certainly stinks.
It will be gone just as soon as I get the requisition signed.
Yes, yes,
said Numph. He dashed initials on the forms. Turl took them quickly and started to leave. Numph leaned forward and looked.
It didn't pee on the floor, did it?